Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello. Right, with me now. This is a good one to do. So to introduce to you, when Creator Day is here on the 25th of April, so we work with Bournemouth and Poole College. So we have the Creator Lab, and we share some of the voices from the team in Bournemouth. But now let's spend time with the team in Poole. Again, it's coming to an event that people are not familiar with. So a lot of these people coming to this a work-driven event with lots of strangers can feel extremely out of someone's comfort zone. Listen, it just happens here with the young adults that we work with at the college. So within Bournemouth, we're working with a team of around 19 to 21 year olds. Here in Poole, it's slightly younger, so it's with the team that are here. So I just want to get to share with you the experiences of people that are coming to the You of the Media event for the very first time. My first question is this, everybody. How does it feel? How does it feel coming to your first work event that is beyond the confines of the college walls? And by the way, say your name and your age and how you think about it by going to a work event.
I'm Brooklyn, I'm 16, and I'm feeling very optimistic about Creator Day, despite the fact I've never been to a work event, like, ever in my life. And it's going to be a good chance for me to get to meet new people and explore more different options with my life rather than just the typical route that is college, uni, and stuff like that.
Thank you. But again, that is the first time, so back to you, Brooklyn. This is the first time out of a controlled college space, isn't it? This is lots of people that you're not aware of. Can I ask that question to somebody else? Does it make you feel nervous, or does it make you feel, do you feel nervous about it, or do you feel totally at ease with it?
Hi, I'm Lillian, I'm 19. So I feel a bit anxious, especially as it's going to be a large crowd. However, I'm also excited because I know I'm going to be surrounded by people who are in the same boat as me and are there for the same reason.
Thank you. By the way, when you say this thing of crowds, this is open to everybody, does that play a part when you have like lots and lots of people? Is that just, does that make us feel a bit on edge, or does volume of people matter?
Yeah, I do think it can matter because, I think more people there, more anxious you kind of get because you've got a big audience.
Thank you. Here's a question, picking up on this. What are you looking forward to? So, to the folks at home, so with the Creator Lab, we have a program of working with the teams in Poole and Bournemouth on what it is and in how to build confidence, how to communicate, how we can start to build that rhythm of believing in ourselves and choosing ourselves. Can I ask what the team here are looking forward to? Who would like to share what they're looking forward to when it comes to the end of April?
My name is Kobe and I'm 17. And I'm looking forward to being able to network more because being in creative industries, as well as talent and like dedication and resilience, I feel a lot of it is knowing the right people in the right field to know where you want to get to. So I think Creator Day will help me a lot being my first work event so I can learn more about the field and more about the people in it.
Let me pick up on this. How does that feel? That word, networking. Does that feel a big word? Or does that feel, no, it's all right? Because when you say, right, here we go. Let me explain this to everybody. So for instance, we saw this at a recent lunch club. Ben Franklin has his podcast, stood up and shared in front of everyone. For many people, when we put ourselves in your shoes, 17, that were just then Brooklyn said he was 16. This is something we would never, ever do. Talk to people. You just said a big thing there, Kobe, of networking, talking to people. Does that feel all right with you? Is that, am I just in a totally different world? It's like, I would never do that. Or you like, I'm all right with that.
I mean, as a young person with little to no experience on networking for business and how you're going to get your work is worrying, but you know it's important. You know you're going to have to face it one day. So you just go and do it.
Thank you. I guess this thing of having a head start again for others and stepping up and meeting people. Another question is, are there many other events that are put on just for young adults in your experience, or to just join in with a wider business community, or when there are other people in work? In your experience, are there other things that are there to join in with?
From what I know, not many.
Perfect. Okay. Oh, here we go. Let's move over as well. Let me just introduce you to...
Hi, I'm Freya. I'm 18, very close to being 19. I have had some experience with doing some business before with a thing called Young Enterprise, where we had to make our own businesses. And in that, we did then have to talk with people who were experienced in like the sales field and try and like learn new skills or trying to run our own business. And I feel like it's... is there something else that young people can do? But generally speaking, I don't think there is a lot.
That's a good point, because Young Enterprise is a really good job in terms of exposure, isn't it, to the business world. And this is what it takes to sell, market a product, get people queuing for what we do. So that's a good point that you mentioned there, to say that there are extensions around things such as the Young Enterprise that encourages us to prepare us for the working world. You just picked up on a good point there. How do you look at this when you finish college? How do you look at life after this? Do you feel encouraged about the world of work, or does that make you feel like, oh my goodness, that can wait, I'm not ready, or are you ready? So how does that feel going into work after college, or whether it is university, or how does that make you feel?
Generally quite nervous, because especially in the creative industries, I can feel it's quite competitive. And it can be especially hard to try and like start up by yourself or find some job to let people to employ you. And it's quite nervous, and I kind of want to do an ostrich move and bury my head in the sand and just kind of ignore it, even though it's a very real reality that's going to come up on me soon.
What do you want to say? And again, share with everyone, because you're very creative in terms of your art. Is that share with everyone what you're studying at the moment?
Yeah, I'm studying fine art. And. Yeah.
Hey, can I ask that question as well? How are you feeling about going into the world of work? Are you all ready for it, or does it make you feel nervous? Hey, let me ask Brooklyn. Brooklyn shares how he's looking forward to making that big step when it is to work.
I mean, it's the same kind of principle of creative, feeling, optimistic about it. And sometimes I feel like I'm not ready for it, but other times I feel like I'm ready for it, and I'm building my confidence towards the world of work, and I know that once I get into it, I can settle into it really quickly and give 110% to what I'm working for.
Thank you for that. Hey, so folks at home listening, what we're going to do around about midday at Creator Day is our teams at the Creator Lab, we have their graduation, as it were. And if you're listening, it's not going to be a labored 25 minutes. You're given a round of applause for each person coming on stage. My final question. Does that feel okay? Shouting your name. Your name will be shouted. How does that feel? Ask your name, stand up, cheer. Does that feel okay? Does that feel fun? Does that feel all right? Does that feel, just get it over with? I'm getting a thumbs up. You're getting a final word here from SA.
I think it feels fine. Like, I'm with a group of people I know, so in that sense, it's not that bad.
Thank you. Hey, so if you haven't booked yet, come and join in with us, creatorday.uk, and we'll make sure you'll have an awesome time at the end of April. Bye for now.